High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Alison Curtis is with me, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, and Saoirse Hanley, the audience editor and columnist with The Independent. You're both very welcome. Happy, do you see a Happy New Year? Is today the cutoff?
We just talked about that.
Oh, right.
With your producer, Claire. So I haven't seen her, so Happy New Year.
Yeah, I've been saying
sorry, you say it to anyone you haven't seen.
That's my rule.
I haven't seen you.
I mean,
what if you haven't seen someone in June or July?
Still counts.
You have a cutoff point. The end of January is a cutoff point, right?
I think so.
Oh, Alison, you cannot on the 28th or 9th of January be going around saying Happy New Year to people.
First happy back at the office for us people. Like, it was our first week back at the office for a lot of people, and that felt like, okay, Monday was what, the 6th?
Yeah.
I felt okay saying it then, but towards the end of the week then I was like, okay, you don't get one from me anymore, that's enough.
Yeah. You do that kind of inflection thing at the end of the week when you see someone, it's like, hi Saoirse, Happy New Year.
Have a good Christmas.
Like, it's a question.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe today is the end. Maybe
I said Happy Christmas to someone yesterday by accident.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, I went in to be like, oh, like, Happy
New
Year.
This one or next year? Or this year or last year?
All Christmases. I went in and she gave me a hug and I was like, oh my God, Happy Christmas. I was like, I mean, New Year to you too, I guess.
Yeah.
I meant to say, did you have a nice Christmas?
Oh, right, okay.
But it came out wrong. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we will move on. Alison, who's your winner of the week? Your first winner of 2025.
I know, and I felt a lot of pressure choosing this.
Oh, wow. It's like going to set the tone.
Totally, yeah. So it's the Royal London Ireland Insurance and Pension Company.
Whoa!
Sexy!
Oh, my God.
It's gotta be talked about this already, I think.
I can hear all those new listeners tuning in.
Thanks, guys. You already covered
this. It's where they talk about the insurance companies after 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Who is this one?
What is this?
You covered this, didn't you? This study already this week. So basically, they have estimated, they did a study, that the annual salary of a stay-at-home parent is 57,000 euro, well, 140 euro as well. And it takes into factors current wage, you know, rates for certain jobs and combines all the jobs together that someone staying at home would have to complete. So driving kids, cleaning, cooking, all that kind of stuff. And it's just shy of 60 grand. And it's based on current wage data. And I'm sure this doesn't come as a surprise, but, you know, 90% of stay-at-home parents are women in Ireland, 3 out of 4 kind of thing. So basically they're worth just shy of 60 grand a year. I thought it was a good highlighting situation. You don't like it. Okay, I've got another winner.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean.
When I first read it, I will say, when I saw, like, the headline initially, I thought that it was that was the salary, the take-home salary for a stay-at-home mother. And I was like, wow.
Who's paying that?
Oh, you mean like in kind of child benefit and everything, like when you add it all up?
Yeah, like the allowances.
Exactly.
It's like,
what are they all giving out about? Is that where my taxes are going? Suddenly you get all right. You're getting older, Saoirse. Yeah, everyone goes right wing.
I'm down the rabbit hole.
It's a good figure to have in your mind, in a way, for everyone to have in their mind as well, and to kind of go, okay, look at this. This is unpaid labor, but this is what it's valued at.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to have in our minds.
But it doesn't take into account just the value that people get out of cleaning their home, you know?
You don't do it.
I don't clean, no. I tidy.
Yeah, tidy. Mm, yeah.
Help in quotation marks.
No, I do. I tidy. Well, I don't clean. I'm a bad cleaner. Okay. I'll admit that.
I could be
I'm
a resolution for you this year.
Well, I'm just going to, my resolution is to keep tidying, you know?
Tidy better.
Yeah. No, I'm a good tidier, though. I'm a good picker-upper of things and clearer of tables.
That has
and,
value.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not worth 57,000 euro a year, but, you know.
Yeah, but
minimum wage, maybe.
Yeah, okay. If you were to put a figure on it.
Maybe fiver.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, cleaning is worse than tidying. Which is why I think I've carved out the tidying thing for me.
Well, this is going to be my anything else, so I don't want to jump ahead. But do not divide stuff in the house. Like, I don't do the windows.
Well, no one does.
Yeah,
people
are
cleaning your windows.
Do you know what we noticed? We had this perfect circle on the window, and we were looking at it like it's kind of mark, and we realized there was like some of the dog's hair had got stuck to something. They got stuck in the window, and it was blowing. It was there for so long that it had blown. kind of
circle.
A pattern on the window. There was this perfect circular pattern. Yeah, I know we haven't.
That's an attraction.
And we noticed it about 6 months ago.
Oh,
you almost can't see anything else out the window. No, we're bad to clean windows. All right. That's
I feel almost shamed into doing mine because my neighbors are always clean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. That's not good.
No, yeah, we don't have a lit. Sorry, is this your anything
yeah,
else?
Let's leave it for now.
Right, let's. Okay, let's park that conversation for the moment. What's yours, Saoirse? Your winner of the week?
My winner of the week is independent cinemas. Those Ooh. Are my winners of the week because I was talking to a friend recently about. I went to the IFI in Temple Bar last weekend and I went to see Nosferatu, which was very good. But went to see it there and I was. Talking to a friend recently and I was trying to explain like why I love that cinema because it's amazing. It's so nice, it's so stunning, nice one to go to like at any point of the day, any time of the week. It's just fabulous and the popcorn is excellent. They only introduced it last year, the year before, and it's brilliant. But I was saying how there's different.
Sorry, they didn't have popcorn?
No, that was their whole thing for a long
they
time
booze, they booze but no popcorn.
Yeah, the restaurant's really nice too, actually. I've eaten there before, it's lovely. Yeah. But yeah, they didn't have popcorn, which was always kind of like, I love cinema popcorn, so I was like I would go.
Is it super
but it
salty?
Was, Not too badly.
Okay.
No, it's a nice, and they only have one size, but it's perfect. And for ages when they didn't have it, I was like, I love the IFI, but no popcorn. Yeah. But now they do, so it's a perfect package. And I was thinking about that and thinking about the Lighthouse, and I was thinking about how the Lighthouse is like sister cinema, I guess. Mm. Paulus is closing in Galway, which is so sad because we're really lucky in Dublin that we have multiple. I can point to a couple of independent
cinemas.
Yeah, they're closing. So I really want Cillian Murphy to like swoop in and save it like in Dingle, but I just think
thing.
Yeah, it could
winning an
the
Oscar,
cinema saver
saving cinemas,
you know?
Yeah.
But I just think there's real merit to those cinemas, and there's a
why what do they offer that I don't get at the multiplex?
The absolute smugness of saying you went, like me and my boyfriend went to the Nosferatu last week and we went to see it in 35mm and we were like, oh yes, well we just saw it in 35mm.
I like cinemas, the experience is much
it's
nicer.
The experience, the
like
vibe is
amazing.
The Stella is stunning.
I mean, it's like basically sitting in a big armchair.
Oh, it's lovely. Mm. They're so nice. And like in the IFI as well, I noticed in screen one, the big one, you can name a seat.
Yeah.
Which I just think is the nicest thing ever. Like I looked it up. It's like,
as in, sorry, what? A permanent name?
No.
Or like
so
when you go on Irish
then.
Rail? Oh.
No, sorry. So when you go in and so you don't like walk in and find your seat.
There's my
whatever.
Name.
That would be a bit of a distracting sort of experience. No, it's basically like a little plaque. Like, you know, you can put on park benches. They have like, you know, dedicated to whoever or whatever.
But you don't have to die to do this.
You don't have to die. Yeah, you can just get someone for something.
You know, sorry, this is a tangent, but the Irish Radio Awards, which are held every... October, is that when they're on usually?
I don't
they're
know.
Kind of, yeah, you don't go because you're always working the next day. A former colleague of ours at this station who went down and when she turned over their Irish Rail ticket, which had been booked by a colleague, and it was the name of Al Baghdadi, the ISIS leader.
Did she get on? She had to get down there. Wait, I just think it's so nice. There's a real like personality to it.
Yeah.
I do think myself and a friend were discussing recently, is there kinds of films you see in certain places?
Yeah.
Like I went, like there's things I'll see in like the Odeon, no bother, but there's things that I'll like make the extra special effort to go to. I'm going to go see The Brutalist on Monday and that's in 70mm and that's IFI.
Oh, sorry.
I think that'd be great.
Too long.
There's an intermission.
Yeah, well, there shouldn't be.
There
and
should,
no movie should be so long as an intermission.
How long is it?
It's like 3.5 hours for a movie.
But it is Adrian Brody.
Oh.
Joe Alwyn.
Yeah.
And apparently it's amazing.
35mm.
It's actually 70mm. It's actually the only cinema that can do 70mm. Okay. There's just the vibes are better. I think that's great.
I agree.
I love it.
Would
and
agree.
You're supporting like
smug vibes.
Smug vibes. There's also like a lot of times they put a lot of money back into like Screen Ireland and you know, there's just a lot of integration there that I think is really important in the creative world and I really like it. And yes, absolute smug like ratings through.
Yeah.
You have to be like, oh yes, well I saw it in the IFI, you see, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah,
I
think what they bring is just that they're a bit different. That you're not just identical. That's the worst thing about the multiplex, like or whatever. Like they're grand. They provide a service and they do a good job of it.
Yeah.
But it's like whether you go in Kilkenny or Galway or Dublin or Cork,
you walk out and you go, where am I?
You know, it's the exact. Once you walk through the doors, you may as well be in the exact same place.
See, I feel like that about the Canaries. Actually, I don't remember where I've been there.
Oh, the Canary Islands.
Like once you get off the airplane, I'm like, people, have you been there? I was like, I don't know. I've been there twice, but I don't know where I went.
Sponsored by IMC Cinemas. Anyway, so independent cinema and stay at home. Well, no, not stay at home parents, actually. To be precise, it is
the Royal London Ireland Insurance and Pensions Company.
Wow, the Royal London Ireland Insurance and Pensions. Rare that they get a notification that they're being talked about on national radio in this context. But
maybe
shout out to all of them. Anyway. Alison, what's in the show this weekend?
Jack Woolley, who is one of
So
I'm going to admit, Dancing with the Stars, I've never seen Strictly. Reality TV is not my thing. I've never seen the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out or anything like that.
You're but not watching Beast Games on Prime?
No, none of that stuff. But that's amazing. It's because, like, we know people. Like, we do, Ireland's so small, we know people in Dancing with the Stars. But this year, I was kind of like, yeah, with the lineup. But then I watched it on Sunday night with a former colleague of yours via text. We were obviously, that's the best way to watch TV. And Jack was amazing. So yeah, he's on the show. We're going to find out more about it and what he's going to do on Sunday.
Who do you think is, who's your early favourite?
He is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you think is going to get dumped out early? Go on, say it.
Can I say something really controversial?
Oh, go on. Kevin Dundon might be listening, but go on.
Yeah, well, I mean, why don't they, why don't they start with everyone being super good? Like equal playing field, like a 25-year-old to, you know, and not the people that you know are clearly not going to win it. Because then at the very beginning, you're like, who is actually going to win this? And it's a bit spicier. Whereas no one's going to go, Kevin's going to win this. I'm sorry, maybe he will. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. But sometimes it's worse than that. Sometimes it turns out that, like, particularly when it's an actor or something, that halfway
they
through
start
the
off
merge,
bad, yeah, well, or they get
or,
good.
Or no, or that they were actually, they kind of trained as a dancer when they were younger or something
really
like that. Do you know things like that?
Yeah.
That's unfair.
I think it's controversial what I've said, and I'll never get the call for it after that.
Wow. Would you do it?
No. Oh my God, no.
Would you not?
I think it would be the most fun ever.
Oh God, no. I'd be like, that in a cooking show competition, I'd be like, just a sweat. No.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I don't really sweat.
I think it'd be so
no.
Would you do it?
You'd get away with sweating in the dancing one, but I think if you were really sweating that badly cooking, it would be so off putting for people.
Sorry about that.
Oh, God, did the sweat just land in the apple crumble?
Yeah.
No, would you do it?
No way.
No.
No
way. Oh, I think
way.
It'd be so fun.
Oh, my God, they'll definitely be asking you.
No.
I can't. I don't have weekends free. You do.
No way. No, dancing.
Good crack. And they're like the.
No, I've seen enough videos of myself dancing at weddings, you know, and you're just like, oh, God. God, make it stop.
It'd be so scary. It would be just so scary.
It would. No, it would. That is true. But it'd be so fun to get so glam every weekend.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know.
It moves for life then.
Yeah, that's
all right. The producers of this thing. Saoirse's
up for it.
Get her on.
We'll judge it.
We'll
be judges.
I would love to
would
be a judge.
Would you love to be a judge?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Would you be a mean judge?
I'd be fair.
Oh.
But strict.
Oh, Brian Redmond.
Oh, no. Did you see it on Sunday?
No, why?
Karen was a great addition. Karen Byrne.
Okay.
Really good. Arthur was a bit stricter this year, actually.
Oh, you think you'd be like Arthur?
Yeah, because I'd want to be encouraging, but also truth bombs every so often.
Oh, yeah. Okay, nice. People don't know what they're going to get. Anyway, how did we get here?
Guest.
Oh, yeah, you've got Jack Woolley on the show.
Like, who's our sinner? Hang on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Saoirse, who's your sinner of the week?
My sinner of the week is Elon Musk. Little known, very not famous man at all, of course. Elon Musk. I don't know when we crossed over the threshold from him being this like weird guy who now owns Twitter / X now to like this man who just has fingers in every political pie somehow and is just getting really involved with it all. And sorry to badmouth the son of your earlier guest, but
yes, Errol. Errol Musk. I've said Errol Flynn a few times today. Hope nobody tuned in thinking Errol Flynn was on the show. This is Errol Musk.
Where am I?
The wrong Errol.
But I just find him so odious and weird. And he's just like, so he tweeted at
hideous and gross and gross
and just like, like even in like a personal level, not that I know him, but in like even aside from all of his like business ventures and wanting to capitalize on being in Mars and, you know, making weird, just horrible cyber trucks that look weird and gross and scary on the street. He just, like, he's widely known for not accepting his daughter who is trans, not, like, respecting any of that. Like
having several children with several people. Yeah. I mean, you kind of could judge that a little bit.
Have you seen all of the, like, pictures of him with his son at, when he was around a lot of the Trump stuff around New Year's, and he's carrying the son on his shoulders.
On his shoulders, yeah.
And everyone's like, human shield 101, like, after, you know, a CEO was shot last year. I guess that's being murdered. That, like, it's just everything about him makes me queasy. And I just think, like, that's in and of itself is one thing, but to be involved in a political sphere and to think that you belong there and have to think that you should be given a voice on that, really, as if he's like a respected source is really horrible to me, because like seeing him like talk about the UK and talk about Ireland a fair bit the other day and now getting involved with like Canada belonging to America, like
that's scary.
It's scary and gross. And I just
really
think
scary.
Yeah.
Get away,
you're
rich
gonna
man.
Get a new passport, Alison.
Land of the free.
Yeah.
But it's weird. And he called Justin Trudeau girl the other day. He was like, girl.
Did he?
Yeah. He tweeted, I hate that he changed where he exed about it. I think
Trudeau was like, I'm out of here. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, girl, America's going to get you or something. Something to that effect. It was horrible. I hate him.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't think that's going to work out for them.
Somehow I doubt that.
Oh, I don't think we're going to have to put up with this for long. I think Donald Trump's going to get bored of it. I just think he takes up too much oxygen in the room. And I don't think Donald Trump's the type of person
to share that.
To share, yeah, exactly. I think
did you see,
this is a wild ride for a while. And I think,
did you see at Carter's
Musk
funeral?
Musk will disappear.
Himself and Barack Obama, no side. Barack Obama and
their bromance.
They're like sitting there giggling away. So what weird. Are you laughing at? A fart joke? Like, what's happening here?
See all the people trying to lip read it and everything. Yeah. I know.
What was said? What was happening? Brack, what are you doing? Anyway,
I felt let down by him, but like, what's he supposed to do? Like, slap Donald Trump in the face? It's not going to happen, but I was stop being friends with him.
I liked George Bush's little kind of box in the
what
stomach thing.
That?
You know, kind of, to see that to Obama. Like, it was a bromancy one.
Yeah.
But as he was going past him, he gave him the kind of.
He's older now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's aged. He could do the turkey job, I think, couldn't he?
Yeah.
The hair. Yeah. I think it'd de-age him a good 15 years.
I don't think he'd have to go to Turkey for it, right?
Like, he could fly a Turk.
He could bring
a Turk to Texas.
And I loved his, like, when he was talking to Kamala, he was like.
Those HB1 visa things.
Oh yeah. We're really going off on one now.
Yeah, we are. Would you find Elon Musk as odious if he wasn't involved in politics? What would you think? It's hard to, because he is involved now. Mm. But if he was just the kind of the Tesla SpaceX guy.
I think he still seems like a nasty guy.
Yeah.
I'm really not about it. I don't know. There's like
an upstanding individual.
No, somehow. And he's certainly not someone you'd like invite to your, you know, fancy dinner party.
No.
Wouldn't be up there. I don't think he's anything intelligent to say, even just like as a person.
Mm.
Sorry, Errol's son.
Yeah. You can listen back to what Errol thinks of his son. It's available as a podcast on the Hard Shoulder or the Go Loud app. Alison, who's your sinner of the week then?
I saw this title in the Indo, Snow Tourist. So it's a good name for people who are putting rescue services at risk because they're being stupid. So basically, I know things have settled down a little bit, and it was mostly in Wicklow over the last week, but people just driving to really dangerous areas to get pictures of snow or TikToks or whatever the hell on social media. So loads of local mountain rescue teams had to go out and rescue them. And it's like, that's putting other people at risk for your little snaps or your little photos or whatever. And like the Gardaí in the area were very clear in saying it's dangerous, and like the Sally Gap and all that kind of stuff. And certainly, I know in Roundwood in Wicklow, they were parking all along the road. So it's like, no one could get around or by.
Yeah.
So it's like, just be smart. It's just general bad behavior in bad weather. So in my local area, I saw a guy, it was really icy, and he just whizzed by this person on a bike. And I actually was like, oh God, he's going to, like, just Chicken Little, the sky's falling all the time in my brain anyway. But I was like, he's going to hit him. Like, and he's not going to be able to stop. Or like, why are you racing? You can see it's really icy. And just stuff like that. Just don't be dicky when the weather's really bad. Don't be dicky anyway, but when the weather's really, really bad.
Particularly don't
be dicky.
It's
like swimmers when there's really bad storms and they're always like still trying to get a dip in, and you're like, you're just
someone always goes out to Salt Hill.
Oh,
yeah, oh God, they love it.
You're putting other people at risk to save you.
Yeah.
So.
How did you have bad weather though?
Not where I am, no.
No.
It has been quite funny watching people in Dublin be like, Met Aaron, what are you talking about?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
fine.
You had,
Met Aaron,
you were very feisty this week, didn't you, with the text?
Well, I just got annoyed. That. I got annoyed, yeah.
And you couldn't hold it in.
I couldn't hold it in anymore.
That was good. I like that. Someone had to say
but
it.
But it's just people, they're what they're effectively calling for is that Met Aaron be dispatched. They just don't want a weather forecast. Why are you telling me? And this thing of like, it'd be one thing if they're getting it wildly wrong, which they didn't.
No.
Like, it was actually bad in places. But the other thing they seem to be saying is, this thing of, I'm from a generation where when you wanted to know the weather, you looked at the window. And effectively what they're saying is, let's get rid of Met Aaron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's not have any weather forecast.
Though, like, there was a section of the news last night and it was all the temperatures, and there's someone was based in Mullingar. I was like almost going to video them going, it's -3, and send it to my family in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be like, sorry, -3 made the national news, did it?
Well, there was -1 made it, because when I got home the other night, your man who was doing it for RT in Kilkenny, in fairness, they go to him, he has to report what's happening.
Yeah.
And he says, the temperature has just dropped to minus one here. And I did kind of think, maybe we have hit peak weather now.
I was in Canada for Beast from the East here.
Yeah.
So we were over there. What time, I don't know what time of the year that was, but it was still very,
was
very cold.
March?
Maybe?
Yeah, it was, I think.
It was still very, very cold. I was in Montreal. It was very, very cold for us and it was still snowing. And I was like, I remember feeling really weird about it because back home, like all the shops were empty of bread and everybody was freaking out. And I was like, we still have to go to college. Like, I was like, I can't have a day at home.
Really, this is really so bad winter. My husband came back with me like second year we were together. And he's like, he actually said, I breathed in. When he took a breath outside, he goes, I think I now have icicles in my lungs. That's how he felt.
Oh, yeah. You know, you get 20. It close up your nose. And
minus 20.
Was it?
It's crazy. I would get like minus 8 and I'd be like, ooh, bammy.
It's fine.
Yeah. I was in Calgary, all right, when it was
really cold.
It was like super cold. But it's amazing. You can go around the city without really going outside.
No, you go underground.
And they have these tubes above the ground and
so
all that.
We're like little mole people.
And then I told Bob Odenkirk where he could buy a banana when I was in Calgary.
Bob?
Yeah, but I didn't know who he was because I didn't watch Better Call. That wasn't even out yet. I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And he was in Little Women.
I love Bob.
Was he? Yeah.
He was, yeah. He was
we were in a queue for shop and he was looking for a banana and I knew there was one in the newsagents around the corner. Told him where to buy it.
Very good.
There you
are. Never forgot it.
Neither did he, by all accounts.
No, I'd say
by
he still thinks about it.
Yeah, he certainly does.
Whenever he listens in.
He does. Hi, Bob.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. And Alison Curtis, we flirted with your
topic.
Anything else earlier?
Spring cleaning in January.
Okay.
So the tree came down and there's like so much space when that
happened. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Love it.
I did a little video on Insta for
I saw you dancing and I thought she could go on Dancing with the Stars.
How does that...
And you were barely sweating.
No, I did.
It was kind of a little sweat, but not much.
I'm like, young people understand. Young people understand. I was like, how come now this... Like, that story just, like, took off anyway. I was like, that's so weird. Like, the average views just went up and up. I was like, how do people find... Anyway, doesn't matter. But once the space was created, I was like, this is good, yeah. And then I was like, actually, the attic is bothering me, even though I can't see it. I know there's a lot of stuff up there. And I just went on this, like, turbocharged...
Wow.
Gutting the house and organizing. And it just feels lighter. The house feels physically lighter. Got rid of a lot of stuff, charity, clothes, all these sorts of things. Clean. My husband's like, I'm going to do the oven. I was like, yeah, the oven. It's like, no. Like, we're so excited. And got a new kettle. And then we actually got a curtain for the draft for the front.
Oh.
I was like, this is like a new house. So like, you just go to bed at night and you're like, oh, everything feels like so clean and nice and organized. And that's just my brain. I like that. Like, clutter gives me great stress and anxiety. So spring cleaning in January, I can not recommend it enough.
Do you know where sometimes the problem then is drawing the line? You know, you start to do things and then you think,
everything.
You think, oh, you know, that's that sofa now. We could, you know, it'd be nice, a new sofa and things like that.
The first month we had the dog, she took the arm off the sofa.
Oh.
So like we've been putting cushions in
it. Oh, no way. So do you keep leaning on one side and just rolling off? Like a Only Fools and Horses sketch
like
or something
hole.
All the time.
Anyway, and I'm like, sofa, because I've got family coming in June. It'd be nice to have
new sofa, sofa bed.
Yeah, well, that's what we have, but it is older, so yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, it's hard to draw the line, but I like, it's my other family member, it's the other two in the house. Like they, not that they like clutter, but like my husband's a landscape gardener and a musician, so he's got an amp and a bass and like big things in the house where I'm like, all I have is like my phone and my headphones kind of thing. And like, I like wide open spaces and clear, scandy chic.
Yeah.
So stuff just stresses me out. So even though I loved the tree, once it was gone, I was like, a space where nothing's in it. I like nothing.
And had you boxes in the attic that were there from like when you moved into the house?
No, it's when we did a big clear out when we did the reno, but it was more like, I was like, there's some paintings up there and there's like stuff that we bought or picked up on holiday. So it's like, why? Like, there's no point of it being in.
You throw it out or just put it up somewhere?
But I didn't keep everything, but like a few things I didn't keep. Or like Jones, like artwork. Like, you only need so much of that.
Joan.
Am I a bad parent?
Oh,
I'm a bad parent. Like, I kept it. There's a Tupperware, like, this radio, you can't see, but like this big of her artwork. So I figure that's a good representation
of
her ability.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just want to get rid of stuff. I just don't like stuff.
Did you do a run through the dump?
Yes.
Oh, I love going to the dump.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Very satisfying.
Yeah. You're like, bye.
Yeah. Amazing value as well, going to the dump. It is. It's amazing value. Value going to the dump. Underutilized. They don't get enough credit on national radio. Spring cleaning. How this came up earlier was dividing chores to a degree as well. So like, do you divide?
Yeah. So like Tony would always do windows and floors. Although, sorry, another tangent, which I'm sure you're going to love to have. I got this 1999 euro mop, and that's another thing I put up on my Instagram.
I also saw this on your story.
Sorry, a 1999 euro?
20 euro.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And it was, like, seriously, like the amount of people, like, where did that, you get that? And it's just like a little one of those little spray ones, and like you go over the floor.
Yeah.
So, so he always did the floors because it was like this, like, lumber like thing where he was like this bucket out here and this and that. And I'm like, now, like, you can just do the floors in 2 seconds. So, nice. So that was his job. But now I'm like, I like doing it now because I've got my new mop.
Okay.
I just moved in with my boyfriend last week.
You moved in with him?
I did last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we're trying to like figure that out now of like who does what. Okay. He is naturally much tidier than me anyway.
Right.
And he works from home a lot more than I do. So there's already kind of, he'll like do bits while he's home, like, you know, clean up here, clean up there. And then I get home and I feel like the worst girlfriend in the world because I'm like, oh my God, I haven't done anything. Let me do the washing quick. So we're trying to work that out.
Are you good to do the washing? Good at washing?
Yeah, decent enough.
Found my wife washing pots over Christmas that I had already washed.
Oh no.
Yeah. Do you do that on purpose?
No, it's
so
not.
She won't ask.
No, people accuse me of this
you're
all the time.
Bad
what is it? Constructive or intentional uselessness or whatever it's called.
Do this again.
Weaponized incompetence.
There we go.
No, it's not. But I just, it drives her mad that I wash pots with cold water and no suds.
That'd do it, all right.
Yeah.
I wonder
who are you?
Once the dirt is off it.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Clean
no,
it.
No, no, no. It is clean. It's clean.
But how are you cleaning it with cold water?
Just like a bit of elbow grease.
You're just rinsing it out.
Yeah,
that's
but sometimes all it needs is a rinse. Mm. I'm trying to save the planet. That's what I'm trying to
this
do.
This is not painting a picture for you.
You guys are destroying it. I hope you're happy with what's happening in California. I hope you're happy with California. That's all I'll say.
Keeping germs in check. I hope you're happy.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, off my weaponized incompetence. How is that going? What's the division of wardrobe space like?
Okay, I'm taking up a lot more. And our apartment, we're very lucky, the apartment we moved into has loads of storage space. And I was like, this is great, we're going to have so much extra room. And I've somehow still filled it. And I got rid of stuff.
Yeah.
I threw out so much when I moved, like I got rid of loads of crap. And there's still like one box, I think, to unpack, which is mine, and another box of clothes. But I think I'm going to find a place for them, so it's fine. He's definitely much better at containing things to an area, but he's a lot more ruthless at throwing things out, I think.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
a big
the way
hoarder.
To be.
I want to keep, so I'm too sentimental about things. But I will say, I stumbled upon when I was looking at all my stuff, I found a bottle of wine from our second date that it's 4 years old and obviously empty. And I was like, oh, I have to get rid of this. And then we ended up keeping it. And now there's really pretty lights in it. And I think actually my hoarding came to save us this time. So it's really cute.
Just the one. Okay.
Just the one. Okay. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I think it's going well so far. He might text in and say otherwise. But I think it's going well.
Anyway, Happy New Year again, everybody.
Yeah.
Alison Curtis, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, Saoirse Hahn, the audience editor, columnist of the Irish Independent. And I'll talk to you on Monday.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games like blackjack with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own high five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.